Savitri, Book 4, The Book of Birth and Quest, Canto 4, The Quest, from the bottom of page 382 to the middle of page 384. The infants of the monarchy of the worlds, the heroic leaders of a coming time, king children nurtured in that spacious air, like lions gamboling in sky and sun, received half-consciously their godlike stamp, formed in the type of the high thoughts they sang. They learned the wide magnificence of mood that makes us comrades of the cosmic urge, no longer chained to their small separate selves, plastic and firm beneath the eternal hand, met nature with a bold and friendly clasp, and served in her the power that shapes her works. One-souled to all and free from narrowing bonds, large like a continent of warm sunshine, in wide equality's impartial joy, these sages breathed for God's delight in things. Assisting the slow entries of the gods, sowing in young minds immortal thoughts, they lived, taught the great truth to which man's race must rise, or opened the gates of freedom to a few. Imparting to our struggling world the light, they breathed like spirits from time's dull yoke released, comrades and vessels of the cosmic force, using a natural mastery like the sun's. Their speech, their silence, was a help to earth. A magic happiness flowed from their touch. Oneness was sovereign in that sylvan peace. The wild beast joined in friendship with its prey, persuading the hatred and the strife to cease. The love that flows from the one mother's breast healed with their hearts the hard and wounded world. Others escaped from the confines of thought to where mind motionless sleeps with waiting light's birth, and came back quivering with a nameless force, drunk with a wine of lightning in their cells, intuitive knowledge leaping into speech, seized, vibrant, kindling with the inspired word, hearing the subtle voice that clothes the heavens, carrying the splendor that has lit the suns. They sang infinity's names and deathless powers in meters that reflect the moving worlds, sights, sound waves breaking from the soul's great deeps. Some lost to the person and his strip of thought in a motionless ocean of impersonal power, sat mighty, visioned with the infinite's light, or comrades of the everlasting will, surveyed the plan of past and future time. Some winged like birds out of the cosmic sea and vanished into a bright and featureless vast. Some silent watched the universal dance or helped the world by world indifference. Some watched, no more merged in a lonely self, absorbed in the trance from which no soul returns. All the occult world lines forever closed, the chains of birth and person cast away, some uncompanioned reached the ineffable.